With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
This is a Crowd podcast.
Welcome to a brand new episode of Quiz Chat Repeat. Today it's Music Tuesday and we have another wonderful episode for you. 12 questions, 15 points. Let's quiz, shall we? Hello, I'm Makita Oliver and it's Music Tuesday. It's a very special day for anyone who was here on day one of Quiz Chat Repeat. My father is back, which really means we couldn't find another guest. But actually, I think he might do quite well at Music Tuesday. Hi, Dad.
Hello, contestant Dad.
Contestant Dad. You've done this before. As you know, it's 12 questions for 15 points. Let's quiz, Papa.
Yes, so excited. No.
I am actually for this one. I really am for this one. Question number one. What is the opening number in the musical Oliver Twist?
Oh, God. Oliver. No. Oh, God, yes. How can I not think about that?
Oliver. We watch him at Christmases.
What's that musical opening musical number?
Think of the narrative.
I know. He's actually... Oliver. Oliver. I love you because now. Oh, God. What is the opening number? Oliver. Oh, no. What's the opening number?
Final answer, Oliver.
Oliver.
Incorrect. The correct answer is Food, Glorious Food.
Is that Food, Glorious Food? That can't be the first thing.
Of course, because they're at the orphanage, aren't they? And then they're hungry.
Yeah, but isn't there a little scene before there?
Not with an opening number.
Oh, there isn't. No, but it's all. There's no singing, is there?
Question number two. Who was rocking around the clock in 1955?
I'm gonna rock around the clock. Bill Haley and the Comets.
Correct. The correct answer. Bill Haley and his Comets.
Yes.
Question number three. Cascada, Falco, Milli Vanilli are all pop acts from which country?
Germany.
Correct. The correct answer is Germany. Did you hang out with Milli Vanilli? Were they in your gang?
Well, not really, yeah, but yeah, kind of a couple of parties, yeah.
You loser. Okay. Question number four. Who released the disco hit Ladies' Night?
This is Ladies' Night and I'm feeling right. This is Ladies' Night. Oh, what a night. Oh, God. Odyssey, calling the gang. Odyssey. No, Cool and the Gang.
Correct. The correct answer is Cool and the Gang.
Yes!
Can't believe you nearly said Odyssey.
What? Cause it, yeah, I know. Sorry.
I think Mum would have got that in 2 seconds. Question number five. Who beat Charlie XCX, FKA Twigs, Freya Ridings, and Mahalia to win Best British Female Solo Artist at the 2020 Brit Awards?
Who did that? Was it our family? Yes, Mabel.
Correct. Oh my God. I was like, if you don't get that right.
I know. She would have killed me, wouldn't she?
She wouldn't be speaking to you right now.
I know. My darling goddaughter, Mabel.
There you go.
I got it right.
There you go. Correct. The answer was darling Mabel.
Darling, beautiful Mabel. She taught me to ride a bike.
I know she taught you how to ride a
Mabel
bike.
Mabel taught me how to ride a bike when she was 8 years old.
And how old were you?
37.
Yes, you were. Now look, you cycle everywhere.
Everywhere, don't I? I cycle all over the world.
Oh, you owe Mabel a lot. Mm. Question number six. How is an instrument played if it's played pizzicato?
Is it picked? Like plucked?
Correct. The answer is Plucked. Well done. Question number 7. Which double act sang Down With The Trumpets and Mama Do The Hump?
Oh, God. Down With The Trumpets, Mama Do The Hump. Oh, God. Mama Do The Hump.
Original Kicks.
Correct. Auntie Sandra and Uncle Hosh are in the video, and it's filmed at Sandra's house. How could
I know,
you not?
Sorry. Yeah. Well, I know, because I saw the video, then I remembered.
Then you remembered. You currently have Papa, Contestant Dad, 6 out of 7.
Wow-wee.
Very good.
Can I stop now?
No.
Oh, okay.
Question number 8. Many Years From Now is the autobiography of Paul McCartney, but the title is a lyric lifted from which of his Beatles songs?
Many years from... Rita, many... Oh, God, no idea, actually, on that one. Sorry, I'm just not a Beatles...
You're not a Beatles guy, really.
Oh, no, I am, but I'm not really that kind of, like, you know those ones who, like, kind of get really into the lyrics and start deciphering them? No, they're just nice, sweet tunes. I don't know. I'll do a guess. Darling Rita.
Incorrect. The correct answer is When I'm 64.
Oh, damn.
Question number 9. When 50 Cent was in the club, what drink was he sipping like it's your birthday?
In the... Ciroc.
Incorrect. The correct answer is Bacardi. We're going to dance Bacardi like it's your birthday.
Oh, yeah. Why did I think Ciroc for?
Because you're just so classy.
Oh, yeah, I know. 50 Cent.
Question number 10. For 1 point, apart from Buffalo Stance, can you name any other single from Nana Cherry's debut album, Raw Like Sushi?
Manchild wasn't on that album, was it? Manchild was on the next album. Manchild.
Correct. Manchild, written by Uncle Cameron.
Yeah, but I thought it was on the next album.
No, that was Raw Like Sushi, second single.
I know, I thought it was on the next album.
Mum's in the video.
Your mum was in the video.
Yeah, thanks. Okay.
Sorry, do you know what, Keats? There's quite a lot of family questions in this one.
I know. Not an accident. You can also have Kisses on the Wind. What a tune. Kisses on the Wind. You could also have Heart. Oh, yeah, not my favourite.
Heart.
And Inner City Mama.
Inner City Mama.
Come on. Question number 11. For 2 points, apart from the title track, can you name 2 singles from Prince's 1999 album? Oof.
Little Red Corvette.
Correct.
What singles did he release from that album? I don't know. Little Red Corvette, that was 1999. There was, that wasn't a single. God. Singles. Let me think. What other singles did he do from that one? I'm thinking about singles now from that album.
If you think just about the big tracks, they were probably singles.
Yeah, but I'm getting anal now, and I can't get to the big tracks. You know when you start getting deep, and I've all the obvious going out my head.
Just going to like weird,
yeah, I'm
going
to weird like obscure track. Can I come back to that question in a minute?
No.
Why not?
Because we have to get an answer now. You can say you can't think of another one and take the 1 point and get over yourself.
No friggin' way am I saying that for Prince.
So you want us... I know. It's not Backstreet Boys, Garth. You should know this.
Well, it's not Hanson either.
Yeah, well, Hanson we'd know, which is...
Hanson we would know, wouldn't we? Delirious.
Correct, Delirious. You could have also had Automatic and Let's Pretend We're Married.
Yeah.
Yeah? Well, how does that tune go?
I'll play it to you when you come around tonight.
Question number 12. Final question in your Music Tuesday, Garfield. For 3 points, apart from the title track, can you name 3 singles from Michael Jackson's Thriller?
Beat It.
Correct.
Rock Tonight. No. Beat It. Thriller. God, how can I go kind of like blank on Thriller, on the Thriller album? I heard that album so bloody much in my life. Beat It. Thriller, Beat It. God, why is Beat It? And why is Rock Tonight? And that's not that album, because that's from Baby, my Billie Jean.
Billie Jean, correct.
Sorry, my baby.
My baby, Billie Jean. Yeah, we have Beat It and Billie Jean. Can you name a third?
Let me go through the album, yeah, in my head, yeah? Okay. Look, I've got to go for the album in my head, just kind of thinking about it. How did it start?
Oh!
I want to be starting something.
Correct.
Starting something. I was like, are we really going to have to go through this whole album with you?
Well, you know, but you know what it is with albums? Like, you know, when you've played them so often, you kind of merge into something and you got to kind of think, what's the order of the tracks?
Your score at the end of Music Tuesday is 12 points. We'll go through Dad's points after this quick break.
This is the story of Whitney Houston, of George Michael, of Otis Redding, of Amy Winehouse, of Michael Hutchence, Bob Marley. This is the story of Prince.
It's a new podcast series
about how they died and why we're still talking about them so long after.
It's like nothing you've ever heard before.
That feeling.
Just search for Death of a Rockstar on your podcast app
and subscribe now.
What are you surprised by? I thought 12 out of 15 is all right.
No, I'm amazed because normally music quizzes, like, they would ask for like lyric questions and I don't know no lyrics.
No, we don't do that. Did you like the questions?
I thought the questions are brilliant.
Thank you.
Because it doesn't make anyone feel kind of stupid.
Yeah.
And you know those music quizzes where they kind of like, they get really pedantic. And not really pedantic, really kind of precise.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
And this is meant to be fun.
Exactly.
This isn't like Brainiac's pub quiz.
No. And obviously music for you today, we have, music is hugely integrated in everything we do in our house.
Yeah.
But there was a period of time where I listened to music that mum didn't think, but basically I'm not allowed to play Michael Bublé. Ever.
And to right, no one should be allowed to play Michael Bublé. It's just like, why?
Because it's warm and cozy.
If you've committed a crime, it should be I sentence you to 2 years of listening to Michael Bublé.
Right, well let me go break some rules then.
Oh my gosh. Life to your life of Michael Bublé.
Life of Michael Bublé. Fine by me. Papa, thank you very much. We'll see you soon for another quiz if we can't book anyone.
All right, that was great. That was so much fun. Thank you guys.
Thanks.
Bye.
That's it for another episode of Quiz Chat Repeat. If you enjoyed that, why not subscribe, leave a review, tell your friends, or just shout about it out of your window. Why not?
Crowd Network, a place where you belong.
As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply.